everyone. Denver 10-1 will be with the shortwave and scanner listener net. We're going to stand by for any emergency or priority traffic before we continue the station. N2NOV, and the name is Charles from Staten Island in New York City. And I'd like to welcome you to the weekly shortwave and scanner listeners net that's heard on the N2RW link repeater system every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. local time. The purpose of this net is to provide a general discussion forum for those who are interested in the different aspects of the radio monitoring hobby. We cover all the frequencies that you can tune into, from DC all the way up to light and everything else in between, except for amateur radio. And that's because we can talk about that topic at any other time during the week. So we're going to talk about who's on these various frequencies that you can tune into, what equipment you would need, and what's new that's coming along that may change, either good or bad, your ability to tune them in. Basic ground rules for the net. One, this repeater system is linked with about a dozen repeaters throughout the tri-state area. So there are inherent delays in the linked repeater system. So when you key up, please pause for a second or two before you start to talk. Otherwise, the beginning of your transmission will get cut off. To find the repeater that is closest to where you are right now, please go to www.n2row.net. Find the repeater closest to you and use that frequency. This way you will ensure you have the best possible signal into the system. For those who are checking in on the air, you're asking for your call sign, name, and location, and please indicate if you have any traffic for the net. And by any traffic, we mean any comments or questions you want to share with everyone else. If you don't have any, then as you check in, please say no traffic. This way we know to go to the next person. For those who are not able to check in on the air, either because of technical difficulties, too far away from the repeater, or you may not have your amateur radio license yet, you can still check in by email. And the email address for this net is nyexa@yahoo.com. So we're going to stand by and take a check in at this point. Please space it out so that everybody gets in and nobody steps on each other.
Good evening, WA2SQ2, Bob in Elmwood Park. No traffic at the moment. We'll be checking email.
2NOV. WA2OKZ, Ken in Cranford, no traffic.
W, Gordon in Manhattan, I do have traffic.
This is Whiskey 2, Kilo, London, Sierra, Kent, Patchogue, Long Island. Traffic.
Okay, so far we have W2SQQ. W2OKZ, K2GLW, and the last station sounds like W2KRS. Did I get that correct?
Negative. It's Whiskey 2, Kilo, London, Sierra. My name is Ken in Patchogue, Long Island. Do you want to know?
Okay, Ken. W2KLS. All right, catch you. Anybody else? Gee, Bob, maybe a lot of people got the chest cold that I had over the weekend. Okay, let's start with the list as we have it. We'll pick up additionals as we go along. So, Bob, how was your travels? I saw some pictures from you. And, get any good scanning in out there? 7-J, W2SQQ, N2NOV.
Hey, Charlie. I had a very good trip. A little longer than I had planned on, but it was very good. And Las Vegas has always got good scanning. This is my favorite frequency out there, and it was a good trip. And posted some more pictures up there from the actual show itself. So it was good. I got to just going through the email here, and there's one that I wanted to mention. KC2JXC posted an email up here about a station on 1320 kilohertz on the AM broadcast band, station CKEC in New Glasgow, Nova Scotia. And they've been going off the air in March, and they're looking for reception reports. I've logged this station probably, 10, 15 times. They're not that difficult to receive down here, despite the fact that they're low power. And I got a nice QSL clutch from them some years ago. So 1320 in the evening, it's, I believe, a country western station. If you hear it, send a reception report, and you'll get a QSL back. They are asking for return postage, so that would certainly help. Guys, I'm just watching email here, and I just got in myself kind of a late night. So we'll see what's going on. Weather's been kind of crummy, snow and so on. So Lodi has got some flooding going on over there. Had some flooding that was pretty busy, and fire over here in town tonight. So the bands have been buzzing here in Bergen County. WHSQ.
Well, it certainly is the right weather to stay home and listen to the radio. They're putting them around, but you can avoid it. Okay, thanks, Bob. You'll see that I changed the format a little bit to the email account. This way, we don't have to go paging back and forth as much.
I'm just looking at it. I don't know. You said you changed the format. You're still sorting by date. What'd you change?
Well, more messages per page, unless you logged in before I did.
Okay, you got 25 per page. Okay, no problem.
Yeah, it just makes it easier. Okay, let's see. Gordon, K2GLW, you're up next. And so it'll be.
I remember you said something about a change coming to the big trunk system that includes things like OEM and buildings department and everything else, and I seem to be having trouble picking up that trunk system. Have they changed?
The 800 megahertz trunk system is still the same as before, after they merged their frequencies with the old EMS channels. They've been the same since, when was it, October or something. What is new that will be coming down the road is a UHF system, which has not been activated yet.
Just not been listening. I have a whole band on my scanner devoted to that trunk system. And it used to be sort of nonstop talking. Lately, I haven't heard all that much conversation. I'm particularly interested in OEM and like to hear what's going on. I haven't heard anything from them.
Well, I heard some stuff on the OEM alert channel and their connect channel yesterday. Not a whole bunch, but, with the snow and the ice and sort of, one car spun around on the Bell Parkway. That was called in by one of their field reps. There's something going on now in the OEM exec channel right now. So, like I said, it's not as busy as it used to be. The more sensitive stuff, they just go to Nextel with it.
Well, it's my great good fortune to have my Red Cross shift last night, so spent the evening skidding and sliding. We were listening at one fire companies calling in to ask if other units could be dispatched on runs because they were stuck in gridlock traffic. It finally began to break up. We came in from a fire in Brooklyn at about 12:30, and by that time the rain had washed most of the snow off the road, but earlier, just sheer gridlock through much of the city.
Yeah, the evening commute was quite a mess. A lot of people took an extra hour or two to get home because of it. And that's without accidents.
Pay closer attention to the truck frequencies, listen to it more, and see what I've been missing. Thank you.
No problem, Gordon. Okay, let's see. Next up is Ken out of Long Island, W2KLS. And what will be. Welcome to that, Ken. W2KLS, you still with us? Okay, I guess he's not. Alright, let's see if there are any additional check-ins. Again, if you're not able to get in on the air, please feel free to join us by email at nybxa@yahoo.com. Any other check-ins, please go now. This is 210B.
And 2NLV. This is KC2LMH, Jim in Astoria. Hi, Charlie and the group.
Okay, we've got Jim, KC2LMH. Yeah, maybe I should have announced a little earlier. If you're at home listening on the scanner and for some reason you can't get in, but you do have echo link, connect to NB2A, that's November Bravo to Alpha dash Romeo. NB2A dash R on your echo link system is also tied in on this system here. So you're coming that way. All right, anybody else? Jim, KC2LMH. Have you been? Haven't told you been.
Hey, good evening, Charlie. Haven't been on the air for a while. And greetings to everyone else on the group for listening. I do have a question. Some time ago, I was listening to a fire. I don't remember if it was in Manhattan or I think it was in Manhattan. And I heard on the VHF frequency that, I don't remember, it was a while ago, I didn't write it down, but they were ready to send video to dispatch. And my ears pricked up, and I didn't hear anything more about it, and I want to know if you or anyone else in the group knows about this phenomenon. I've never heard it before in all my years listening to Sydney, and I wonder if you can enlighten us in any way. And to one of these, KC2LMH, back to you in the group.
Gee, where's Frank Rappa when we need him? I haven't heard specifically of anything video-wise being sent out on a business frequency. What they might be doing is capturing something and then piping it back across the a wireless phone system. It's like you can capture video on your cell phone and send that. So maybe they're doing something similar. Between Nextel and things like that, they might have something set up. The only other thing is the police have to blip out. They're doing video up to 2 gigs. But I doubt very much the fire department is doing that.
I'd love to intercept that. I heard nothing more about it. It might have been Firecom. You know, I really, at the time I was listening, I didn't have access to a pad and a paper, but they didn't say any more. They didn't say, you know, any frequencies, they didn't say any channels, they didn't make any other reference, and I never heard anything more about it. So I would love to find out what that is, and like you said, if Frank Raffo were around, maybe he could enlighten us. Also, curiously, I have a new Nextel a phone, and it has the direct connect, which is phone-to-phone rather than going over the Nextel system. And I could have sworn that they were using GMRS or FRS frequencies, and I tried every which way to get a signal from it using the my DC-396, you know, to capture, and I never got anything. I wonder if you know anything about that. And one of these is KC2LMH.
That's 900 megahertz digital.
Okay, so even direct connect, which is strictly between handsets, is 900 megahertz digital. Okay. But, you know, even so, I should have picked up something with this scanner because I had it set for, you know, to capture, including in that range, and I got nothing.
Well, when they're doing digital, it's most likely some type of spread spectrum. I don't think it's, you know, like analog is a carrier on a particular frequency. And that's what frequency counters and this closed capture thing looks for is a particular carrier. But when it's digital, it's sort of like white noise is spread out.
Okay, I got you there. And lastly, I'm traveling to California next week in the Sacramento area, and I'm having fun dumping frequencies onto the DC-396, and I'm using ARC-396, and it's great. You can log right onto radioreference.com and pick your county and just dump everything in there. It's really quite a breeze.
Yeah, it's not bad, assuming somebody's put up the pertinent information on there. Yeah, I was just reading in a message on the New York City message board earlier on my site. Somebody posted something in reference to what they thought was the UHF system. And what they were posting was actually the channel layout of a fire department radio, zones A, B, and C, which is something I put up there a few years ago, and has nothing to do with the new Newitt 400 system. By the way, that page on my website that has the fire department and the EMS handhelds, well, I updated that. So if you haven't seen it, you know, you might want to take a peek at it. When I turn it back over to you, Jim, after your question about the video from the fire department, something popped into my head. When they ran a drill at 7 World Trade Center last year after it opened, they were using 5.9 gigahertz Wi-Fi, a citywide Wi-Fi system for first responder agencies in New York City, has been used by the fire department during drills to send video across the system back to the fire department EOC. So maybe that's what they were doing.
See, I know you'd figure it out.
Yeah, it just hasn't been mentioned in about a year now, so I totally forgot about it.
So that would be highly directional. I mean, that they probably have a dish on a, you know, a telescoping mast or something, and I would think at those frequencies, and I'm wondering what the power would be, but would that be a point-to-point, or if you're saying it's Wi-Fi, they must have multiple receivers and transmitters all over the city at this point.
Yeah, there would be multiple node sites across the city. I just don't know where they are or how many of them they are. As long as there's enough to cover an area, like in a mesh fashion, as long as they have enough power to get into a node, that's all they need. They really don't need to use a mesh or a beam.
Okay, well, if that's the case, then that's not something that we could tap into, obviously. You'd have to be right there, and it's probably encrypted in some way, I would guess.
Yeah, you know it for sure.
Okay, Charlie, that's all I have for now, and I'll pass it back to you and the group. This is KC2LMH.
Okay, sounds good, Jim, and have a safe trip out to Sacramento, San Francisco area. You might want to, well, it depends on your temperament, I guess, give the TSA agents a little bit of a hard time. More and more I see our government trying to turn us into a police state.
There.
Boils my blood. Anyway. Have fun out there, and you know, let us know if you hear anything interesting. Okay, time now is 9:23. Again, if you're having trouble getting into the net, try our email account at nydxa@yahoo.com, and we'll stand by for any more late check-ins. Otherwise, we'll start to wrap it up. This is NS1LB.
NYW late check-in. This is WHYQ. QRDE, Dennis in the Bronx. Dennis in the Bronx with a question.
KB2RDE in the Bronx, Dennis. Kilo Bravo 2, Romeo Delta Echo.
Okay. I still don't know. All right, never mind. All right, we got you, but anybody else? Extremely noisy. You might want to switch your repeaters or up your power.
is you're just not making it too well. Okay, Dennis, go ahead. KB2RDE, and this one, please.
Okay, I'm just curious, with all the band changes for the UHF and VHF, like, I just want to know, what about, how would that affect, like, my scanners? Like, I have the BHF 246T, and I have a couple of older scanners. How would that affect my reception coming up? Dennis, KB2RDE.
What kind of changes are you talking about?
Changes with the spacing, the channel spacing, things like that.
I believe the 246 already has the capability. On VHF, the smallest channel spacing is going to be 7.5 kilohertz. On UHF, it's supposed to be 6.25, but chances are most will not go that small, but I believe you already have that capability.
All right, then, what about one of the older scanners, like the Bearcat 895, the older scanner?
Well, you could sort of use it, like on VHF, if the spacing is going down to 5 kilohertz separate, and you'll be at worst 2.5 kilohertz off. So you can still hear what they're saying. What's happened?
Well, I barely was able to copy it. There's a lot of interference. I don't know what it is.
The 895 scanner that you're talking about has the smallest step size is 5 kilohertz. And on VHF, the worst you will be is 2.5 kilohertz away from the station you're trying to hear. Alright? So you will be able to hear them, but it may sound a little bit fuzzy. As far as UHF is concerned, most of them are doing the 12.5 kilohertz step rate, the split. So you should be okay. I believe the 895 does that as well. 6.25 kilohertz step rate or 2.5 kilohertz of deviation, like the FRS radios are concerned, things along that nature, might be a little difficult to hear. But you have to be close to them anyway, because you're not going to run that much power.
And then I just wanted to get a little bit of feeling because, I just want to stick with just the usual scanning. I'm not going to do nothing, no digital or what is it, APCO and all that. Just the regular run-of-the-mill scanning. So I was wondering, what the new changes are supposed to take effect.
As far as stuff here in New York City, if it's analog in nature, non-trunking, non-digital, you should be fine. Most of the public service stuff is going to be on UHF anyway, 12.5 kilohertz step. So as long as your scanner does that, you're okay.
All right, then, thanks a lot. KB2RDE.
Bob, WHSQ, anything new in the email?
How you doing, Charlie? Just watching it here and nothing whatsoever.
Okay, well, there's nothing else. I guess we'll wrap it up at this point. Nice quiet night, I guess. asking, are people still trying to get home in this ice and cold, or they have the flu or chest cold that's been going around lately, and they can't check in at all? Gee, maybe more people should learn Morse code. Tap after signal. Hint, hint. Anyway, if there's nothing else, we'll say 7-3 now, and we'll catch everybody next week. Also, don't forget about the other two nets that are heard on this repeater system. Thursday nights at 8 o'clock is the K2IRT Transit Radio Group. And Monday nights at 8:30 is the New York City Amateur Radio Emergency Communication Service. So, check in anytime. Drop in on any of the three nets. And we'll catch you all later. This is N-Corn, I'll be clear.